WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or on Twitch, I'll get the plug right one of these days. Thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have a Twitch Prime sub available, if you know what that is, please click the purple button up at the top and see if you have one. If not, well, you can link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch account and you get a free Twitch subscription. If you want to use it here, that's fine. If you prefer to use it elsewhere, that's fine too. But we really want you to use it here. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me as always is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Yeah, support us. You can do so by following at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lynn Toward on Twitter. You come to wildtalkradio.com, Rock Radio Show, or twitch.tv/WTRLive. Interact with us there, because we're going to be talking to you, because that's what we do. We talk to you, and you listen to us, and so on and so forth. And then we're going to play video game. That's the plan. We're going to talk video game here in a few minutes.
Yeah, we're going to do Fortnite with Friends later in the broadcast, but, you know, for right now we're doing the Rack, and then, you know, we'll round up Omega and Brent, and we'll have a little fun because the patch for 9.2 dropped today, so we're going to get into that and kind of talk about what happened because things changed. Things definitely changed in the game, so we have to discuss that. And, well, we've also got wrestling news, and we're going to be talking Super Showdown, which airs tomorrow on the WWE Network.
2 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, 2 p.m. Eastern, so we'll be breaking that down and letting you know who we think is going to win and who's going to lose, and not that I really care because Daddy Taker's on the show, and Mama's very happy that Daddy Taker's on the show, and that he fixed his hair.
With a one-hour pre-show.
With a one-hour pre-show. So anyway, we're going to get right into the news brought to our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And, well, we don't have a lot of, like, really big stories that we have to get into. We do have some. I think the biggest one that we have, do we want to just tell the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So, WWE has gone full send on the whole 24/7 title. I'm very happy that they did this, and let me tell you why. Because They have been traveling for 4 years to get to Saudi Arabia over this past week.
20 hours.
It is a long plane ride, and this is a chartered plane, which means you're spending 20 hours with your nearest and dearest coworkers, so take that for what you will. And so, you know, they basically took the time for shenanigans to ensue. So when they landed in Frankfurt to basically stretch their legs and probably fill the plane back up with gas, they had a little tarmac shenanigans in which Jinder Mahal won the 24/7 title in Frankfurt, Germany. And then a video came off the plane, which is even better because I was like a little disappointed when I heard this because like, oh, I didn't win it in the air, like on the plane. Oh, no. They followed this up with R-Truth coming back and regaining his title from Jinder Mahal when he pins him on the airplane. And then Truth, who has crept up the aisle and is looking under blankets at people, and God bless everybody in this video that did this, because you see, like, everybody's either fake asleep, or, like, Mojo Rawley is under a blanket very creepily staring, like, I don't even know what's going on with that, and, you know, so it's like, Truth's trying to find Jinder, and when he finds him, he quickly pins him, you know, 1, 2, 3, and then, like, of course, everybody that wants that title is right there around Truth, and he's like, oh, crap. And then this, like, chase through the airplane ensues where you actually see Truth run up the stairs because they're on a 747, which is my favorite plane. But you see Truth run up the stairs to the bump part of the 747, and he locks himself in the bathroom in the front of the plane to avoid losing his title. Like, what is this? Beyond amazing, what is this?
We told you from the beginning this championship had the potential to be something. Is it a comedy belt? Hell yeah. Is it an awesome comedy belt? Hell yeah.
Here's the thing. It allows talent that they seemingly will not put on the main TV shows for whatever reason. It allows the talent to get exposure.
Oh, yeah.
Case in point, R-Truth. He's become the new Crash Holly.
Not even R-Truth. Drake Maverick.
Drake Maverick, yeah, because Drake Maverick like tweeted out and he's like, son of a, you know, when he saw the title change, one.
Then he had another picture made up of Jinder.
And then Truth won it back.
So he's like, all right, back to this one.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's like, it gives the talent an opportunity to screw around with it. And it gives WWE an opportunity to screw around with it because you don't have to write a really hot and heavy storyline for this. It's just basically there's a title that can be defended anywhere, anytime, and falls count anywhere. So, like, you know, in this instance, they're on a 20-hour flight to Saudi Arabia. That title has changed hands twice in a 20-hour flight, and they filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is amazing that they did that. Like, I love the fact that they chased each other, like, were chasing R-Truth through the plane.
The other day, they were on a golf course.
Yeah, they were on a golf course. I mean, I love that they're doing this because what this allows them to do is they can, like what they've been doing. You can throw it up on the website. You can throw it up on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. You can put it out everywhere. And it doesn't have to be on the main show, but it gives people an opportunity that they may not have previously had. It opens a door for people, which is what they need to do, because you see it every week. The entire lower level roster is chasing the 24/7 champion to get a hold of that title, even for 2 seconds, because in that 2 seconds, they're a champion.
Yeah, it's a great belt.
It's very similar to the hardcore title, and the hardcore title did wonderful things for people.
Let me rephrase that. It's a great championship. Ugly belt.
Yeah, it's a terrible looking title, but it's a great... I love the concept. I've always loved the concept because, again, like I said, it gives people exposure that are not getting it right now. It's like R-Truth, and once, you know, it's getting him a lot of really positive exposure. Jinder Mahal, who is a former WWE champion, by the way, it's getting him additional exposure that he has not had for a while. You know, you're getting Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas involved. You're getting Anderson and Gallows back involved, which they should really be in the tag title hunt, but okay, alright. We're gonna put them here. Fine.
They would have to care about their tag division to, you know, put them in a division.
Yeah, I know. No way, Jose. You know, the list goes on and on and on of people that are involved with this that we're seeing on a really almost a daily basis with this title.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
And that's what this is all, that's what it's really meant to be, is it's not meant to be serious. It's meant to be entertaining.
There's your attitude error back.
Y'all wanted it. There it is. So yeah, I love that they did this. They put that out today. If you missed it, I believe it is all over their social, so go check it out.
Oh, one other thing, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Especially about the title, because we're not doing a SmackDown throwdown. But the title change after Elias won it a second time, when R-Truth got back, it was underneath the ring. There's footage of him being pinned underneath the ring.
Which is fantastic.
That's awesome. All right, what else we got in the news presented by...
Or is Fargo redecorated?
Yeah, he did. What else in the news presented by MBGfilmsyoutube.com/MBG1211?
In an interesting turn of events, Peter Rosenberg is no longer associated with WWE. He has been off their broadcast for quite some time now. We haven't seen him in... I don't think we've seen him since Mania, at the very least.
He didn't work Mania. He had a few months off before Mania because of a personal situation. And when he was ready to come back to work, they're like, no, we don't have anything for you. So...
Yeah, so he has been... There's been a parting of the ways. I think it was mutual. But Rosenberg has come out and said that he's not going to pull any punches and he's going to be super honest about the product, which is probably not the smartest thing to do, but to each his own, whatever you want to do. Because, I mean, he has experiences and he should absolutely have a right to talk about it, but at the same time, it's like, don't...
He's going to be butthurt, so let's move on.
Yeah, don't be butthurt live in public. Do that shit in private. Everybody, just be graceful and move on. That's all. Anyway, because, you know, y'all gotta do a thing. Moving on, I say. WWE Performance Center has changed some names of some NXT wrestlers. Yes, we are that desperate for news. And we have Trevor Lee now being called Cameron Grimes. Eric Bugenhagen is now Rick Bugez. Jesse Elabon is now Jesse Kama. Luke Menzies is now Ridge Holland. You're calling him Ridge. Like, you actually hear the Southern in my voice. Ridge.
Ridge.
Good Lord. And Adrian Jadi is now Arturo Ruiz. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
There's one more, because this one came out earlier today. Remember DJ Z?
Yeah.
This guy? He's now Joaquin Wild.
Oh, God. Is it Joaquin or Joaquin?
Oh, it might be Joaquin. Yeah, Joaquin. Joaquin Wild.
Okay.
That's a...
All right. Flame breath.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
Mickey James with a torn ACL.
Hashtag blame Brent.
It was suffered over the weekend in a match on a house show. She heard it pop. And yeah, that's how it goes. She's not sure when she's going to have surgery, but it'll be in the next few weeks. And then probably 8 to 10 months in recovery.
That sucks.
Her first Her first major injury in wrestling.
So, feel better, Mickey. I hope it takes a little bit quicker than expected. Speaking of Mickey and women's wrestling, GLOW has been officially renewed, and it's going to return on Netflix with season 3 on August 9th. So yay! GLOW is coming back. The girls are headed to Vegas. We'll have to see what shenanigans they get into there. Eli Drake is officially a free agent after being released from Impact Wrestling a couple months ago. So the compete clause that they put him on is up, and he is available for your booking pleasure. Should you like to have him on your show, please check out his social, because I think his contact info is on there. And just book him for your shows. I don't think he does private parties.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm sure if you paid him enough, he would, but we don't endorse that here at all. And last but certainly not least, AEW has announced that Jericho versus Paige for the AEW Championship at All Out, and the tickets go on sale June 14th for that show. So that show will be Labor Day weekend. So if you're very interested in going, I think it's going to be in Chicago again. So if you'd like to go see, you know, Jericho versus Hangman Page, as you should want to, because it will be a very good match, you should totally, you know, buy tickets and go. Pay-per-view details for the show have not been announced yet. I'm sure they will be available closer to the airtime. But as of right now, they're just putting tickets on sale for All Out. But that's a really, really good teaser for the show. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. It's late. It's very, very late. So, yeah, I'm just going to continue to stall because he has BRB'd me and I'm here by myself. And so I'm just going to ramble because no dead air. Dead air is bad. So how you doing, chat? How's everybody out there? You guys having a good night? It's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. So we're getting ready. You know, tomorrow's Friday. Yay! Ready, excited? Every good? You know, if you're out there and you like it, you know, tomorrow is National Donut Day. I think a lot of chains like Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' and some of the other chains are giving away some variation of free donuts. So I would strongly recommend checking that out. Me personally, I'm going to hit up Krispy Kreme because, you know, when you walk in and the bake light is on and they look at you and say, hey, you want a fresh hot donut? You do not say no, ever. To that. Never, ever, ever, ever do you say no when the bake light is on.
So I walk away for 2 seconds and we're talking about donuts. Okay.
I went through the AEW story. You left me alone. I didn't know what to do. So, you know, no dead air sitting here awkwardly. Like, you know, I was talking with chat because tomorrow is National Donut Day and people are giving away free donuts. I'm trying to help the people.
I heard that if you use code ROCKINSOCK, they would also give you a free donut.
No, that is a lie.
Oh, is that only in the Fortnite item shop?
That's only in the Fortnite item shop. Does that work?
Oh.
You can get anything for free.
Oh.
If you use the code. But if you do use that code, you support ROCK and the channel, and you should totally support ROCK and the channel, because without ROCK, none of us would be able to do this. So, you know, pay the man.
This was also a hint for a segue for our next topic.
Yes. So, all right, that does it for the news brought to you by our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. And since it is a slow news week and stuff happened in it, we are going to be talking Fortnite. So we are officially, I think, halfway through season 9 and the second content update dropped today, 9.20. We have to have a moment. Because, you know, we suffered some losses in this patch.
We did.
First and foremost, after, you know, assessing their many, many sniper rifle options, they made the very unfortunate decision to vault the hunting rifle. So F's in chat for that. And then, in an interesting turn of events, a eyeball showed up a couple weeks ago and has been hanging out in the ice. And then today, well, Polar Peak, affectionately known as here as Penis Point, collapsed in on itself when something with very big pointy feet came out of it and walked its way towards Viking and Snobby and left what's left of Polar Peak in rubble. Like the whole mountain has collapsed.
Yeah, it's gone.
Just the castle that was sitting on top of the mountain is gone. 100%. It's gone.
It's no more. And there's legit no point to land at Polar Peak anywhere. There's nothing there.
There's like, the stables are still there, and the guard towers when you come up the mountain are still there, and then part of, I guess, the other outbuilding that was there is like, half of it is still there, but all the rest of it is down on the bottom of the mountain by Greasy. I mean, there's still chests and stuff there, but it's not as, I'm going to say plentiful.
Lootful.
As what that was, because, man, that castle had some loot.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great landing spot, and now, sadly, it's gone, because eyeball, monster, thing, whatever you want to call it, just, you know, decided, hey, I'm going to come out of the ice, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to walk off, and I'm going to head towards Snobby, because Snobby's a happening place, so why not?
So, yeah, it's no more, so bye-bye, Polar Peak.
I better get a video of that thing coming out of the ice. That's all I'm going to say.
And then,
I want the full video of that thing like coming up out of the ice and the castle collapsing and just it walking off. But I think we're going to be tracking the monster around the island. I think footprints, the very mysterious footprints, are going to continue to show up.
Oh, probably.
Would not be surprised at all about that. And so, you know, very sad for Polar, very sad for the hunting rifle, but Epic did me a solid. They have made everything up to me because they gave me something in creative that I'm not 100% sure where it came from, but I don't really care. Because y'all, there are now, officially, in creative, gnomes! Yes, Matt, gnomes are goddamn garden gnomes in creative. Do you have any idea how happy this makes me? I'm gonna build an entire gnome village, complete with pet pink flamingos, because he gave me those too. Like, I don't think you all understand how tacky this thing is gonna be. It's gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be amazing. And then we found something that we didn't even notice was there, and sort of not PG.
Yeah, so, and I know not everybody cares about the creative sets, but so what's really interesting in what they added is they added a whole bunch of stuff that I've never even seen before. And they tend to do this, like there's just stuff in the files that they create for the game that I feel like don't make it into the game, but it's still there. So they're just like, when they go to do creative, they're just like, eh, okay, all right, here you go. And some of it is also hints, I feel like, to what's forthcoming, like the military set we got before the vault was revealed and some of the military stuff got revealed. So, case in point with this, and you take this with a grain of salt, there's some classical Greek Roman architecture looking stuff, or I should say not architecture, art, statues. There's like a bust, and then there's a full-blown like male sculpture, and then there's a female sculpture in the game that I've never seen anywhere else on any place in the map. So I don't know if that's going to show up later. I don't know if that's just something they were going to put in and it never went in. Like, what the whole deal is. And I get why at least one of them could not go in. And that is the female Greek Roman statue. And y'all want to know why? You ever seen the Venus de Milo? Milo? Whatever you want to call it. Ever seen her? She's standing there in all her beautiful glory. Titties out. The statue is standing there in all her glory. Titties out. Minus the nipples.
Yeah, they were clear not to put nipples on the statues.
Which, I mean, good for them. But I was just standing there looking at it and I'm like, okay. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's art. But given the rating of this game, it's like I kind of get why they didn't put it in.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
You know, 13-year-old, let's be real, 13-year-old boys will act like 13-year-old boys, sadly. So I just found that really, really, really interesting. The other additions to creative are the Pariah Desert set.
Which had a bell tower, apparently.
Which, yeah, it had a bell tower at one point, which is weird. Didn't know that it had a bell tower, but okay. We also got additions to the outdoor galleries. We got additions to the indoor galleries. Like I said, gnomes! They also added, like, the decorative crates and boxes and stuff like that. And so there are a lot of, like, good additions to creative. It wasn't, I think Rock was still hoping for Mega Mall.
I want Mega Mall so I can finish the project I'm working on. Also, screw you, Epic. We've been spending time for the last 3 days building something, and then with something adjacent to what it was, but now they gave us the actual thing. It makes me mad, because we've been building something one way, and now it's... Screw you, Epic.
Now he has to decide if he wants to change it or not.
It's a we decision.
No, that's a you decision.
That's a we.
That's a you.
It's usually a we.
It's your island. But yeah, anyway, so if you haven't gotten creative, go check it out. It's a lot of fun stuff. You can just throw the set and look at it if you want. It gives you sort of an idea of how everything's constructed. Or not. It's up to you.
Oh.
Now.
There's one other thing we need to talk about.
I'm just going to it.
Good.
So there's one more thing that dropped today. The very mysterious storm switch bomb.
The storm flip.
So everybody was very curious about what this thing is.
Mm-hmm.
It drops today. Now, this thing has two functions. When you're in the storm, you can throw it and it actually creates a safe zone in the storm for 20 seconds. It flips the storm. So you could be standing in the storm and you get a protective bubble for 20 seconds. So you could stack 5 of these things. If you wanted, because you can carry more than one, but you can only carry one in a stack. So at max, you can only have 5. And you could just buy yourself probably another minute's worth of time out in the storm if you keep throwing them.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be very useful if you're trying to outlast. Now, the other side to this. What happens when you throw it in the safe zone? You know, there's no storm, right? So you don't need a safety bubble in the safe zone, right? Well, it goes out and it pulls the storm in. And so you throw this sucker down and it creates a mini storm right where you're at or right where you throw it. And it lasts for 20 seconds. This is the trick with this little thing, is whatever the circle that you're at the time that you throw this is what the damage rate is. So if you throw it early game, it's 1 to 2 ticks. You throw this thing late game, it's 5 to 10.
Whatever the storm damage, so it could be 4, 3, whatever the storm's ticking, that's what it consumes when you throw it. So if you're late game, it could be 10.
It could absolutely wreak havoc in late game, and I think it already kind of has in arenas. Like, people have already been trying this thing out, and the game that I saw, the dude took out 4 people with 1 storm flip bomb. Just because the storm was ticking for 10, and it's a contained environment, especially in arenas, because everybody's hoarded up in these builds, and so you throw that thing, and there's really no way to get out of it, and so you take out people because they can't get out, essentially, out of the storm.
And with everyone throwing it at once, it becomes a little hectic.
So, immediately, the pros all had their reservations, because they're like, oh my god, what is this? This is going to wreak havoc on the World Cup. You know, how Epic, how could you do this? How dare you? It's not fair. It's not balanced. Epic heard you. And they announced today, tonight, this evening, whatever you want to call it, that the Storm Flip Bomb will be disabled during the World Cup.
This week.
So nobody can use it.
This weekend.
This weekend only. Now we'll see if they disable it next weekend or the following weekend. But for the World Cup specifically, it will be disabled.
There's some issue, there's bugs with it or something in the arena mode, so they have to work on it. So
yeah, rather than have a bunch of people get glitched out, they're just like, hey, we're going to disable it for you guys, so you don't have to worry about it this go round, but next go round we'll have to see. But it's, having seen it in action, it's a pretty wicked little thing, and if it does go into World Cup, especially in game, that's going to be a game changer for a lot of people, because now you're changing the strategy of competitive, which is everybody sort of holes up in a 1v1 somewhere and you sit till the end of the game, and then you all kind of sort of like hole up and fight it out and hole up and fight it out, and everybody's chasing the circle and all that kinds of other things. Well, now it's at some point, especially if you can get above what this bubble is going to be, because you can get above it, and you chuck. So if you have the high ground and you chuck one of those down to the ground, oh my god. And it's ticking for like 5 or 10. Oh, Jesus.
And here's the thing. And here's, I think, one there with the bugs in it. Here's the reason why. They want to make a fair and competitive fair and balanced game in competitive. They have come across 8 weeks of competitive competition without them. This is a game changer, and with only less than 20 spots remaining to qualify for a World Cup, I think they want to keep it as fair and balanced as they can, especially coming out of things where they've had a sword and everything like that. They want to get ahead of the game and making sure it's not available this weekend. It makes sense for it not to be available this weekend. Could it be available in 2 weeks for week 10? Yes. Because then the players will have a time to adjust to it. But to give them a day to sort of play around with this new item?
Yeah, that's not enough time.
With a lot of money at stake?
Yeah.
It's you have to think twice sometimes.
So that's happened, by the way, with the week 10 qualifiers to get pushed to after the Pro-Am. Epic announced that yesterday, because they don't want people backing out of the program to go qualify for the World Cup. So they're like, okay, we hear you, we get it. So we're going to move the qualifiers back a week, so that way everybody can do the Pro-Am and do the World Cup at the same time for duos, because a lot of people were threatening to back out of the Pro-Am because it's like, well, you're putting it on the same weekend at the same time as the qualifiers. And if I'm a professional gamer, which I'm not, but, you know, even to me, it's, if I have to pick between a Pro-Am and a
$30 million tournament.
Yeah, $30 million tournament and a weekend where the prize pool is going to be double. So instead of $1 million on the line for everybody, it's $2 million plus $50,000 if I qualify. You better goddamn believe I'm going to pick the $30 million tournament over the Pro-Am anytime. Because while they're getting paid for the Pro-Am, probably not getting paid that. But now it's, okay, well, as much as I want to play with X celebrity and, you know, screw around in Fortnite, I want the money more because these guys and these gals, although no women have qualified, this is their living. This is their livelihood. This is how they pay for everything in their life is professional gaming and tourneys and that kind of thing. So it's like, you know, gigs like this, it's great. But when you've got that much money on the line, like 50 grand just to show up in the Pro-Am, that's a year's salary to some people.
In the World Cup,
I'm sorry. That's a year's salary. So think about that. So people are living off of that and just funding their lifestyle with that money. So it's incredibly important that they be there and they qualify, which is why so many people are calling out cheaters and they're calling shenanigans and they're very quick to do it because it's money. Mm-hmm. It's your livelihood now. And it's like when you see, like, there was a lot of controversy last weekend. We're not going to really get into it. But one of the people who was blatantly caught cheating qualified for the World Cup on Sunday. He got a 2-week ban after he was caught cheating. And so he sat out his 2 weeks. He came back and he came in first in the qualifiers on Sunday, I think to prove a point, mainly.
Third. He came in third.
Oh, he came in third? Mm-hmm. At one point, I saw he was in first.
Well, at one point, he was in first, but when it all
settled out, he was in third.
Yeah. The duo was in third.
So he came in third. Mm-hmm. Not first. Third. Retract. And everybody is not happy about that. But from what I've heard, it seems like he did it fairly, but there is some question.
You never know. It's all right. This is where I said go to youtube.com/DrLubo and later.
Yeah.
And watch his response to it. That's it.
Yeah, he has probably the most eloquent response to it. I don't really have a dog in this fight. I'm just going to say this. Fair is fair. And if you get caught cheating in a tournament of this degree and you're blatant about it and you lie about it and you still get caught and they can prove that you did it, you should be banned from that tournament and really that season of competitive, because that's just stupid. That's just really, really stupid. Like, it's one thing if you cheat and you realize you cheated and you turn yourself in and you fully own up to it and you admit to it, then it's like, yeah, okay, maybe a 2-week ban is okay depending on what the degree of cheating was. But when you have somebody getting fed, like, basically arranging for people to come and find him so he can up his kill count, which is supposedly what happened, that's not cool. That's really not cool. So, yeah. But go check out Dr. Lupo's response to that, because he has probably the best response out of anybody. But don't do it now.
Do it later.
Do it later, because we're still live, and I think we're going to take our first break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Super Showdown. So you'll see the rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back.
Hey, I work hard every mother day, yeah, yeah, yeah. I work hard every day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But today is my day, it's my day.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're listening on Twitch, please check and see if you have a Twitch Prime sub available. It is that purple button up at the top above your screen. And if you do have one and you'd like to use it here, we greatly appreciate it. You know, or if you want to use it elsewhere, that's fine too, but please support the channel because we like money.
Money!
So anyway, let's do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
By the way, if you hear a cat in the background, that is my mom's cat. I'm pet sitting, so she may guest star here in the second half of the show as she's being obnoxious. So anyway, Ninja. The best part about making coffee in the morning is opening the coffee grounds and sticking your nose right in the bag and taking a massive inhale. Dr. Lupo, tried it. Got a bean stuck in my nose. Please send help. Ninja responds, Jesus Christ, Ben, this is the third time this month.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Xavier Woods tweets out a picture of an Uno deck. Klondike Bill responds, Undertaker versus Xavier Woods confirmed. And it's the picture of the Undertaker with the Uno cards that he was playing with his daughter, where she just absolutely walloped him with a huge draw on the first shot.
She whooped that ass.
She went for it, like hardcore, just took him out. Anyway, Xavier responds, this man is a legend. He's absolutely incredible. I look up to him literally and figuratively. If I ended up being a tenth of the man he is, I'll consider that a success. He's an inspiration to us all. But please understand one thing. He cannot touch me in Uno. I'm just saying, they all just took a 20-hour plane flight.
He bought a deck, and so, yeah, they played. They probably played.
If that did not get filmed, I'm going to be really upset. Because that, I would pay.
It probably didn't get filmed.
I would pay money to see that. I don't think anybody understands. Well, I mean, if it didn't get filmed, there is an online version of Uno.
There is. I mean, it does exist.
Does exist, just like Monopoly.
Which we'll never play.
Hmm?
I said, which we'll never play.
Right.
Not play. Anyway, continue.
So the real K-Man tweets out, Tyler Breeze, any chance we'll be getting Luke Harper to be in your corner at TakeOver? It'd be such a nice bromance after claiming you two would beat the shit out of each other. Tyler Breeze responds, he said he'd only come if I flew him in first class. And then there's the whole Walmart conversation. So for those of you that missed it, Walmart tweeted out, Prince Pretty was Velveteen Dream back when Patrick Clark was sitting in hot tubs on Tough Enough.
Ooh.
I mean, it's not a lie.
Not a lie.
It's totally not a lie. So, Daily DDT, who had started the whole thread, responds with the oh gif. Dangerous Joey Bowie goes, great value is the name of Walmart's discount brand. And I think these are out of order. Daily DDT goes, you are a great value version of Velveteen Dream and you know it. Doesn't great value imply Tyler Breeze is better than Dream? Sorry, I'm not hip to what the cool kids are saying these days. Someone educate me. And that's where the great value is the name of the Walmart. And that's where he's like, oh. And, you know, Tyler sees the tweet for Walmart and he's like, ha ha ha, solid. And they're like, we got your back, Breezy. So whoever runs the Walmart Twitter is in fact a wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah, and it goes deeper than that.
It goes way deeper than that.
Cool. Is that all you got?
No.
Can I add on to that really quick?
Yes, go ahead.
Chelsea Green goes, oh, shoot, Walmart. They reply, we can be a bit of a van mess sometimes.
Walmart. Walmart.
Continue
Don't
on.
Don't go there.
Continue on.
Tim the Tatman. 30,000 likes, and I'll do my Overwatch placements this season on stream.
Which he did.
Which he did. But he gets 30,000 likes on the tweet, and he goes, wait, I meant 50,000. He gets 50,000 likes on the tweet, and then he's like, wait. So he ended up with like 60,000 worth of likes on the tweet, and so he ended up doing his Overwatch placements on his stream per his thing.
Yeah.
Per his tweet. WWE, due to my current shoulder injury at Money in the Bank, I'm here to relinquish my United States Championship to Samoa Joe. That's a quote from Rey Mysterio on Raw. Vacant replies, I do not approve.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
AJ Lee, yes. I have a deep cut on my hand from trying to get into a box of cookies too aggressively. No, this is not my first snack-related injury.
Aww.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Couldn't sleep last night. Went to the doctor. He says, take three of these and call me in the morning. Thanks, at The Rock. Hashtag good night. And it's a gift of The Rock Bottoms from WrestleMania 19.
Haha.
The Rock goes, haha. Happy I could help you, Z, brother. We clearly go to the same doctor because he recommended 8 stunners and shotgunning a 6-pack for me. Hashtag Rock goes night night. So there you go.
I think The Rock could shotgun a 6-pack and not even blink.
Right?
Probably wouldn't even feel it.
Bray Wyatt.
Oh, God.
At Ron Killings. Hey, buddy. If you ever need a place to lay low for a bit, You're always welcome here. XO Wyatt Graves. Who knew that Dolph Ziggler, Dolph and Kofi could just Jedi mind trick the production trucks to prepare and roll video package like that on demand?
Magic.
WWE Creative Ash. Get your WWE Superstar Showdown merchandise now. It's just unsold WrestleMania merch, but it's good or better than what you could get at MetLife Stadium. Hashtag merch. Not a lie.
Not a lie.
All right, so now I gotta figure out this in order, because Twitter and their order thing. Beth Phoenix tweets at Edge a picture. When you tell your kid it's bedtime, but your husband tells him he can have 5 more minutes. And it's a picture of, I'll kill you.
Good old dad.
So then, Becky Lynch chimes in. We really need to get one of the two of you out of that retirement village you're living in. Edge. Oh, Bex, this whole Twitter thing with me didn't work out well for you last time. Are you and the boy toy that bored with WWE Creative? I mean, granted, we would make it way more exciting, but if you're that good, you shouldn't need us. Becky. Can't your wife talk for herself? Actually, I listened to NXT commentary. Clearly not.
Oh!
Beth. Except... She did claps. Except, I'll keep improving at commentary. Well, you'll never be able to lace my boots. Becky, put your kids to bed, kiss your frail husband goodbye, lace up your own damn boots, and come find me. Beth, I do know where you are with at WWE Rollins, spending your free time on the WWE Network, fueling your creepy crushes on Edge Rated R. I get it. He's handsome. Becky, might be time for your mommy to step away from the sherry. Let me know when you want your head slapped off.
Do it. And Becky versus Beth, give it to me.
And that all just transpired in the last 2 hours. They're very active tonight.
They are. Well, I mean, if you think about it, they don't really have anything to do because all the men.
A majority
are in Saudi Arabia, so all the women don't have anything to do.
Except, and that's Twitter Week, except Alexa Bliss and Natalya, who are on board and headed to Saudi Arabia to take part, potentially, in Super Showdown tomorrow afternoon on the WWE Network.
Which is really cool.
They are in talks with the government to allow this matchup to occur. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, at least they brought the women there with them. So that's a start.
I think they're trying to push that issue a little bit. Like, last year, they couldn't really push it because it was the first year, and it's you're creating the relationship.
But they
don't want to ask a lot up front.
But they made progress on the second show. They got Renee there.
Yeah, so it's like, because they got Renee in, now it's, well, okay, what if we bring Natty and Alexa, and they're fully covered? Because, again, Alexa and Sasha did a match in, I want to say, Dubai, mm-hmm. where they were fully covered and they were allowed to wrestle. So it's, and I know Dubai is not as strict as Saudi Arabia, but it's like, would they be willing to go that next step and allow, you know, Natty and Alexa, even if they are fully covered, to appear or wrestle or do something where they are on the show? And that kind of opens the door for the women to start to come over and to start to potentially do these shows with the men. Because I think ultimately that's what WWE wants, is to be able to bring everybody and have it be an inclusive event, not just have the men there.
But the men are there, and there's a pay-per-view tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern, with a 1 p.m. kickoff show on the WWE Network, and we have matches to get into.
Yes, yes we do.
All right, what's up first?
Alrighty, up first, so I scroll my sheet, because, oh, hey, look, the card's actually in there. On your kickoff show, you have the Usos taking on the Revival. This is a non-title match, I believe.
Neither one's a champion, so they would be a non-title.
I can never keep track of if the Usos are champion or not.
No.
Sorry,
Ryder and Hawkins are your Monday Night Raw tag team champions.
I haven't seen them in several weeks.
I know.
I just assumed at this point it was the Usos.
Revival got the win on Monday. I'm going Usos on the kickoff.
That sounds good to me.
And Magic 8-Ball, will the Usos beat the Revival on Friday? Yes. Next.
There you go. Up next, for your main show, you're starting with Lars Sullivan taking on the entire Lucha House Party.
Lars Sullivan.
Yay.
Yeah, Lars Sullivan's going to win. Hey, Magic 8-Ball, will Lars Sullivan beat the Lucha House Party?
Do I get to pick?
8-Ball says nope. So, Lucha House Party beats Lars Sullivan. Who you got?
It's got to be Lars, right? I mean, as much as I love the Lucha House Party, it's got to be Lars. They're pushing him, right? I mean, it's a little rude that they would have him take down, you know, all three guys. Like, you'd think three of them could defeat Lars, but...
This booking reminds me of somebody. I kind of want to be fed more. Stop this booking. It's terrible. Give him real competition, not this bogus stuff. Thanks. Don't make him Ryback, please.
Please don't. please don't. I don't want to deal with that. Please.
All right. Now let's get to a matchup that has some substance.
All right. So, in the first contest...
That matters.
Between the two.
That matters.
That matters as well. You have Roman Reigns taking on Shane McMahon with little doubt that Drew McIntyre will be in Shane's corner. The question is, will anybody help Roman?
I don't think anyone helps Roman. I think the idea is to set the stage for a WrestleMania rematch coming up in 2 weeks at Stomping Grounds. Between Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns. Yes, that was a WrestleMania match. Did it suck at WrestleMania? Yep. Hopefully it's better this time around when they actually care. Shane McMahon has been wrestling on every pay-per-view all year long. He's almost 50.
I think this is Shane's last hurrah, and he's doing what a lot of the guys from the Attitude Era are doing, which is now that his kids are older, he wants his kids to see him wrestle. And so really see what he could do. Because, I mean, it's like you go back and you watch the footage and like, yeah, that's cool. But, you know, dad's old now, right? You know, because to them, he's in his late 40s, almost 50. So dad's old, right? But Shane can still hit a coast to coast. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive. He's taking bumps left, right, and center. I mean, last year or 2 years ago now, I think he threw himself off Hell in a Cell.
This year, he was there with the lighting thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like he's still almost 50 doing stupid crap. So, this should be entertaining. I wouldn't be surprised if Shane doesn't do something stupid for the sake of the match. But yeah, I think he's doing it because he really wants to.
Oh yeah, and that's fine. And he's transformed into a heel, which he seems to enjoy. So there's a little bit more depth to the character. And it's cool because he's using his heat to get people like the Revival over and a little bit with the B team. And with Drew McIntyre, he's given them a presence. As sort of like, he's wrestling, but he's also sort of hype man for them, like Elias and whatever. So, like, Shane's playing the role perfectly. Roman's winning, I mean. And then
Roman wins.
And then he'll probably get beaten up by Drew McIntyre afterwards, or Drew McIntyre will accidentally hit Shane, Roman wins. 8-Ball, will Roman Reigns beat Shane McMahon? You may rely on it.
There you go. All right, up next, you have the Demon Finn Balor, who I think is just going to be regular Finn Mm-mm. Balor this go-round.
Mm-mm.
Oh, he's going to do the demon mm-hmm. in Saudi Arabia? They're going to let him do it?
Uh-huh. That's what they're promoting.
Demon. Hey!
Because this show is equivalent to WrestleMania, or better. So, when it's a WrestleMania-level show, you have to bring out the demon for no apparent reason whatsoever.
You bring out the demon because you're getting paid a shit ton of money. That's why you bring out the demon.
Yes. But there's no apparent reason for the demon... Finn Balor to be on the show.
He's taking on Andrade Cien Almas.
No, he's taking on Andrade.
Andrade Cien Almas. That is his name.
He lost to Cien Almas. We know this.
Anyway, he's taking him on for the Intercontinental title. I hate to say this because I wouldn't mind. Like, if this was just regular Finn versus Andrade, I think Andrade wins this, but because it's a demon.
Demon's winning.
It's Finn all the way.
Like, there was some intrigue to the match if it wasn't Demon. But it's Demon. Demon's not losing in Saudi Arabia. 8-Ball, is the Demon losing? Most likely. Okay then. Screw you.
It's being a treacherous whore tonight. My goodness.
Alright. Next.
Up next, we have the 50-man battle royal.
Oh, God. I don't know.
I don't even know who's in this.
No. I just went to .com and there's... It's not even listed. It's listed in a little preview, but there's like, when you go to the match, there's like no one. There's nothing. There's not like a match preview. I don't know. Scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I would say EC3, but they don't care about him. Thank you, Ambrose. Jinder, I mean, Jinder's there. Heath Slater's there.
Bet on 23.
Bet on 23. Well, there's no number. It's a battle royale. The ultimate battle royale in the ring at once. It's the ultimate battle royale experience. It's not a video game. Joe. I don't know if Joe's even on the show. Joe.
Yeah, I'll go with Joe.
Him or Shin or something. I mean, I don't know. I thought Lars, but he's in a match. He'll probably be in a match too. I don't. Next. Not even asking A-Ball. All right, I'll ask. A-Ball, will Samoa Joe win? It is certain. There you go. Next.
Up next in a random grudge match, you have Braun Strowman taking on Bobby Lashley. Now, we saw on Monday that they had an arm wrestling contest,
which Bobby lost, but stood tall at the end. I don't know how good this is going to be. I have fears in this one. Like, Strowman works well with certain people, but when it comes to, like, bigger dudes, I don't know, he struggles sometimes. And Lashley's a big dude.
I feel like, ultimately, they're going to throw each other around for like, 5 to 10 minutes, and then somehow Braun's going to win. That's just what I get the hunch.
Really, Brent? Really? I do? Really? I wonder why.
I have no idea, dude.
I'm going Braun.
Yeah, I gotta go with Braun on this one. I get that hunch that it's gonna be Braun.
Hey,
I don't know why, but I just do.
Hey, 8-Ball. Will Braun Strowman beat Bobby Lashley at Super Showdown? Outlook good.
Hey, it actually finally agreed with us.
Oh, last one did too, but anyway.
And up next, we have Triple H's farewell tour, essentially, which is what I feel like this is, as he takes on Randy Orton in, I think, the epic conclusion to their long-standing feud.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's a thing. The shots on Monday were good. The video package hyping them up was fantastic. It's Triple H and Randy Orton. I mean, if it's not the main event, it's a WrestleMania main event. Remember? Remember that one that no one liked because they had no stipulation? They had to be traditional wrestling because Shawn and Taker?
He was going to say, nobody liked it because of Shawn and Taker, because they had to follow Shawn and Taker, who went out there and put on a goddamn clinic for 20 minutes. And you know, Hunter and Randy both stood backstage and they were like, fuck.
And not even that, it was, they had a blood feud and they had to do a traditional wrestling match. So this will be a lot of lockups and tie-ups and headlocks and whatnots.
If they're smart, they add a stip to this at the last minute.
No, it doesn't need one. I'll give you an example. I'll go back a year ago, almost. Hunter and Cena. It'll be Hunter and Cena. They'll do smoke and mirrors. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of vintage Randy, a little bit of vintage Hunter. Hit a finish and go home. And it'll get the crowd going. And if they're smart, they'll open the show. Like Hunter and Cena did.
Yeah, because Hunter's got to produce the show backstage, so he's going to go put his business suit on afterwards and do the thing. But yeah, this will be good. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is Hunter and Randy. This will be very good. It's like I said, I feel like it's the conclusion.
It's a conclusion until they need another conclusion of something. Till the Saudi wants more of Hunter and Orton. I don't know.
Who won the last time they met?
Oh,
does anybody remember? It's been that long. I feel like the last time Hunter and Randy went was Legacy. Is that right?
Probably. And Hunter was sort of... I think Hunter got the better of Randy because Randy was the heel and Hunter would eventually get the babyface pop at the end.
But wasn't that when, like, Shane showed up?
But that when Shane showed up, that was for the Mania match.
Okay.
So maybe that
I'm just trying to remember the storyline because I know, like, all the family was involved.
That might be that might have been the last one.
Yeah, because I feel like it was, like... Shane, I think, ended up defending the family honor or something like that.
He came back because Randy punted him at one point, and he came back. Vince got punted. He came back. Hunter came back off of injury, and they all went to battle with Randy and Legacy, and that was Randy and Hunter at WrestleMania, I think.
And I think Hunter won.
Hunter won.
So I feel like this is Randy's match to win. Maybe.
Randy's the active guy, so Randy should win, but it's Saudi Arabia. It's a WrestleMania equivalent show, so good guys normally win. So I'm going Triple H movement. Ha ha, shocker. Yeah, yeet.
I'll go Randy.
Hey, 8-Ball, do you support the Triple H movement? Want to see Triple H beat Randy Orton tomorrow at Super Showdown? Yes, definitely.
You whore.
They are a big supporter of the Triple H movement. Exclamation point movement in the chat, I believe. Oh, wait. There we go. Interns on the ball. Last time they faced was 2010 on Raw. Trips won by DQ.
Okay, well, we had a DQ finish, so Randy wins clean. Calling it now. Calling the shot.
Boom. Movement companion chat. Yeah, yeet dab.
All right. Up next, we have the battle of the bad hips versus the battle of the bad shoulders. As Goldberg takes on The Undertaker in their first showdown, first and last, I should add, showdown ever.
So, well, their first ever matchup. The first showdown came a couple years ago in the Royal Rumble, and there was like a huge pop. People wanted to see Taker Goldberg because it was like, it's Undertaker.
Two icons.
Right. It's Undertaker Goldberg. It could be awesome. And Sting's in there. And it's just a son of a goddamn. Why weren't the Saudis around 4 years ago? I could have used the money and I could have fought The Undertaker and I would have been fine. And instead, it's your next. Damn it.
Damn yeah, it. You know Sting is so pissed right now.
Damn it, Bill. It should have been me. You know the whole Dolph Ziggler Kofi storyline? Dolph's going, it should have been me. Sting's like out there going, it should have been me.
Legit, like Sting lobbied so hard to get Taker, and Taker wanted none of him. Like he was just like, "Nah, man, I'm good. Like I'm really good." Sting tried so hard for that match, and Taker just didn't want it. And you know, if the Saudis had like been there when all this was going down, Vince would have looked at Taker and been like, "You're doing it, whether you want to or not. You're doing it."
Right, but now it's Goldberg and Undertaker. Again, like Hunter and Orton, a lot of smoke, a lot of mirrors, a lot of lockup, a lot of tie-ups, a lot of go-behinds, and shoulder tackles and clotheslines.
This should be relatively short. I don't think they're going to do a 20-minute classic. I would expect this to be...
Goldberg's never done a 20-minute classic, let's be real.
Taker likes to go long. I would expect this to be at least 10 minutes, 15 with entrances, 15. Just because they both got to do their entrance, right, and no, it's going to be a long ramp.
20 minutes with entrances, because it took Taker 4 minutes on Raw, and that's a short ramp. Let's be real.
And he paused halfway down for photos.
Okay, so let's go hold back to the whole thing. Taker's last match, his last two matches, he's lost. He lost to Hunter and Shawn, right?
But Goldberg's coming out of retirement for this.
I know, but Goldberg has the WCW stamp on him, which means WWE beats WCW, therefore Taker... Okay, if it's not... But then again, it's a WrestleMania equivalent show, so Taker should win. That's the deal. It's WrestleMania. It's Saudi WrestleMania. It should be Taker's match. I mean, that's the thing. But it's Goldberg, and Goldberg's last match, he lost to Brock.
But I feel like this is a... Okay. So, I feel like for Goldberg, this is a one and done. Like, basically, they went to him, and they said, okay, look, we have this opportunity for you to do the Saudi Arabia show. You're going to get paid X amount to do it, and you're going to face Taker. Would you do a one-time shot to do the show? And he said, yes. This is not going to continue on past this. Goldberg's not going to come out of retirement again. This is, like I said, one and done. Taker, on the other hand, is going to continue on in some capacity. When we see him next after this, I don't know. And I don't even know, this could be the last match. You never know with that one. He shows up again, it's his last match.
It's the last one until the next one.
It's the last one.
Same for Goldberg. Same for Goldberg. Goldberg never said he was done. He had his run and he was done for then. He said, never say never, brother. You never know when the money will call and October, November will come around and Saudis won Goldberg again.
So I feel like, but because Goldberg can taste the loss because he's Goldberg.
No one will remember it. Taker wins.
Yeah, Taker's going to win just because it's Taker number one and number two. Taker doesn't appear enough to really take a lot of losses, so you have to be very careful about when and where and how you have him lose. And because he did lose to Hunter and Shawn the last couple times that he was out, you kind of got to give him a win just to sort of
Give the old man give the old man something. 8-Ball will take her beat Goldberg. Yes, definitely.
Give him better hair. Plus Mama wants the points.
Next.
Up next, in theory, you have the WWE Championship on the line, as supposedly Brock Lesnar is going to cash in on Seth Rollins. Maybe.
Right?
And then it doesn't go past that. Oh, wait, yes, it does. But before we do that, because it didn't scroll, it wasn't going down.
I was like, I was trying to figure out where you were going with this one.
It just said WWE Championship. I was like, that's it? That's where he ended it? WWE Championship? Okay, I guess I gotta bullshit it. Anyway, Kofi Kingston taking on It Should Have Been Me, Dolph Ziggler.
It should have been me. Kofi wins. I don't feel like talking about Dolph Ziggler. Kofi wins. Lol.
Kofi wins, yeah. By the way, Matt, you have to specify which old man wins, because there's two old men in that match. Anyway, Kofi, who has had the grueling schedule of going over to Africa to be in Ghana to celebrate his win, comes back to the United States to do SmackDown, and then he has to get on a 20-hour flight to Saudi Arabia.
He's your WWE champion for a reason. Hey, but will Kofi retain his title at Super Showdown? Ask again later. Okay, will Kofi Kingston retain his title? You may rely. Okay, we may rely on it. Okay.
All right. And then your Universal Championship match. Again, this one is just here. You have Seth Rollins taking on Baron Corbin. Now, the threat is that Brock Lesnar could decide he wants to cash in his Money in the Bank here and now on Seth Rollins. Or he could just, you know, tease Seth with it.
He's flying all the way to Saudi Arabia, not to do a match, but a tease.
And he's getting paid damn good money to do it. And that's the key, folks. He's getting paid.
Seth Rollins will retain his championship over Baron Corbin. Will he walk out of Saudi Arabia with the belt? Probably. I don't know. I honestly don't expect Brock to sort of cash in. I think he may tease it. He may not even show up. Who knows? He'll show up. But I don't know if he cashes in Saudi.
Can Heyman go to Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, Mike, he went last time.
I just didn't know. Well, because some people have been blocked from going for specific reasons.
No, Heyman was there with Goldberg, with Brock last time.
Okay. So you could have Heyman do the tease.
You could. But Seth Rollins, hey, 8-Ball, will Seth Rollins retain? It is certain.
All right, Seth Rollins retains. I'll go with that. And he walks out of Saudi Arabia, your champion. So that does it for Super Showdown. Remember, everybody, that is 2 p.m. on tomorrow. If you miss it, it will be on demand for your viewing pleasure whenever you like, if you have a WWE Network subscription. So be sure to check that out if you're interested. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. This Saturday night, midnight-ish, is another edition of Steep Radio. What are we doing for the Grand and Great Debate? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Jabber probably isn't here. It's Grand and Great Debate.com, SteepRadioLive.com. Sunday night, they will probably review Super Showdown, 10 p.m. Eastern on Russell Talk Radio. You can't see it, but I went, shrug. I don't know. Monday night, Raw Power Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out all the rack extras we did, the Ms. and Mrs. and all the book reviews. They're all available at rackradioshow.com. We'll be live next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review Super Showdown. That is for certain. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Follow and subscribe. If you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. Click that purple rectangular button, and then you can subscribe for free. Support us. Do it. It's a thing. Support us by using creator code Rocketsock in the Fortnite item shop. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, so Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211. And everybody, sit tight. We're going to grab the squad. We're going to squad up, and we are going to do Fortnite with friends. So stick around. That'll be here in a couple minutes. But till then, bye.
Wild WildTalkRadio.com.